Cargo pilots are a renegade breed, fiercely proud of being maverick, tough-as-nails flyers. They crisscross the globe in aging jumbo jets, hauling everything from luxury cars to giraffes to condoms. These freight dogs, as they like to be called, are also essential cogs of the global economy. Freelance journalist Michael Walker recently profiled this intense, often bizarre line of work in an article called Anything, Anywhere, Anytime. It runs in the March issue of Men's Vogue magazine. Mr. Walker joins us from the studios of NPR West. Hello to you.
Hello.
You spent a lot of time around several cargo pilots, and I wonder what they're like. Do they have spiffy blue uniforms and wear caps with peaks?
They have them. They tend to, when they get on the plane, they tend to shed those and just use their and work in their civilian clothes. It's a real point of difference between the two cultures of the passenger airline pilot and the cargo airline pilot. The cargo airline pilot likes to think himself as sort of the anti-passenger pilot in every way. And one of the guys told me, he said, look, it's a completely different culture. He was saying that, you know, the airline pilot likes to walk through the airport and he's in his uniform and the wife is going, boy, he looks good in that uniform. The little boy is going, you know, boy, I wish I could do that. And the father is going, boy, I wish I had his life. He goes, us, he goes, we come in the back door. So these guys have a real sense of independence. One guy is a great thing. He says, look, my job is I work for a company that gives me a $150 million airplane, and me and two friends go and fly it around the world, and the only thing they ask is to get the cargo there on time and not crash the plane. There's not very much oversight for these guys. They really are on their own, and they love it.
Yeah. Describe a typical cargo flight, where they go, what they're carrying, how long it lasts.
Time pressure is very intense. I mean, it's a brutally competitive industry, and if the penalties of the airline, that a cargo airline will pay if the cargo arrives not in time, can be substantial. They can lose the contract. So the pressure on these guys to always get the stuff there on time is very intense. They'll fly from Los Angeles to Hawaii. They'll take a load of cattle that will be flown to Hawaii to graze on the grasslands there, then flown back later on. And when they take off the plane, one guy told me that the cattle are back there standing up in their pens, and you'll feel them sort of like moving their feet side by side to keep their balance as he takes off. That same guy told me that when they were coming in one time after delivering the cattle, they were coming in for their landing, and cattle doing what cattle do for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 hours created some level of, I think, methane gas at the top of the fuselage of the plane, which condensed into water. And so when they nosed the plane over, all of a sudden this water came running down the ceiling into the cockpit. It's raining on these guys. They're covering up all their instruments. That sort of stuff. They'll be out for 38 or 40 days sometimes on these things.
Yeah. I understand that you logged some time in a cargo flight simulator in Miami. I bet that was a whole lot of fun.
Oh, it was amazing. It was the pilot was Mike Yannincombe, a DC-8 cargo pilot. And so the simulator I was in was the actual cockpit of a real DC-8 with the windows blacked out and covered with video monitors.
Well, we have some audio from that simulator session. Let's listen.
Yeah, well, you're lined up with us on a highway. If you want to land there, that's fine. But
what are you doing? You're landing?
Yeah, he's lined me up to land at Miami International Airport, but I've lined up on a highway next to the actual runway instead. This is a problem.
Just to the left of there is the runway.
Wow, I'm glad it was a simulator, huh?
Yeah, I turned away from that, unfortunately, pretty late. The rest of it didn't go very well.
Are these cargo pilots a dying breed of aviators?
No, but the milieu in which they operate is changing. It's right now the industry supports smaller operators, independent operators, but it's increasingly beginning to be dominated by Federal Express and UPS. And with that, some of these really old aircraft are very fuel inefficient. They're being retired, and so the flying a DC-8 is a very difficult plane to fly if you've grown up flying modern aircraft, because it's a lot of manual control. You really have to know your stuff. And that's what these guys really take enormous pride in, that they're kind of like the last true aviators. So as those aircraft are retired and the business probably inevitably consolidates, you're going to see, I think, some of the romance of it, if that's the right word, will begin to fade. So I really thought when I wrote this story, it was chronicling, I think, sort of, you know, the twilight of this culture.
Hmm. Freelance journalist Michael Walker, his article on cargo pilots called Anything, Anywhere, Anytime, appears on the Men's Vogue website. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.